The book of 1 Peter. That's where we're taking our test from today. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 5 to 12. Verses 5 to 12. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the word of God is established. I believe this word is a word in due season. Are you there? Chapter 2, from verse 5 to verse 12. Shall we rise on our feet as we read the word together? Want to go? Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be see your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Hallelujah. There is a day of visitation for someone. Hallelujah. Now you can see, because I love it when I see the word made manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. He said, when people, that 12th verse, he said, look, having your conversation honest among Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as an evildoer, like they went to that MD to tell the MD stories about her sister. How she was going to be a difficult person. How she was not going to do this. And the MD, the GM also, had the story. This woman is not going to allow you. You have come to take her place. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, as long as your conversation is honest, this is the reward. They may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of your visitation. So the day of her visitation came. Glory be to Jesus. He came eventually. Why? He said, good works. And the conversation was honest. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you, Lord, for the gift of your word. The entrance of your word bringeth light and understanding to the ignorant. So, Father, Lord, we trust that the light in your word today would dispel every ignorance, Lord, that has kept us bound, and we shall be free in the liberty that Christ has made us free, to be all that you have called us to be, to have everything that you have destined for us to have, and to do all that you have prearranged for us to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for using these lips of clay and tongue to declare the word of God with power, with authority, and simplicity today. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated in his presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The Lord is good. all the time. When our sister was sharing a testimony about the evangelism of yesterday and her own encounter, and it's not unusual for us when we meet people and want to introduce Jesus to them, it's not unusual for people to say, oh, I'm not Pentecostal. Hello? But what is important for us when we are faced and confronted with, you know, such a response from people is to let the people know that it is not about denomination. You see, this is a religious spirit in operation. A religious spirit is the one that will say, I am not Pentecostal. I am Methodist. I'm an Anglican. I am Baptist. I am this, I am that. It does not matter whether you are Pentecatholic, Pentemethodist, Pentebaptist, or whatever Pent that you are. What is important is that Christ dwell in you as the King. What is important is that you recognize that there is something that you have lost and that you need to reclaim it back. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So when I meet people and people tell me, oh, I'm this, I am that, I don't witness to them in that direction. I go in the direction to which Jesus went. Jesus always preached the kingdom. He never preached religious denomination. He preached the kingdom. That's why he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's about the kingdom. Praise the Lord. It's about the kingdom. A kingdom that was once lost, that Christ came to reclaim for us. And is asking everybody, come and take what rightfully belongs to you. That is it. And he said, to take it, you come to me. Period. And then you have it back. It's simple. So the Bible says, don't go into arguments with people about whatever it is. When you start talking about the kingdom, they will listen because it is something that they don't know. But if you are going to say you are Pentecostal, you are Pentecostal, start to explain what Pentecostal means. Forget about all that. I am not Pente anything. Hallelujah. I am a kingdom citizen. Praise the Lord. Inviting other people to become citizens of the kingdom that I am part of. Hallelujah. So I go to introduce the King to everybody. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God Almighty is the creator of heaven and earth. He created all things, both visible and invisible. He has made all things. And one thing that we must all agree about him is that God always has an agenda. God is a God of purpose. Everything that God does and everything that God had done, he did it because he had an agenda. He's an agenda God. He always has a plan. There is a reason why he does whatever he does. Praise the Lord. There is a reason. He doesn't just sit down and say, well, you know, the way I'm feeling today, he has a plan. There is always a big idea. There is always a big picture behind everything. Praise the Lord. Behind everything. That's why, look, it really... If you really truly make yourself to become a student of the Word of God, then you will come to acknowledge what God is saying. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, when it says, all these things are working together for your good. Praise the Lord. It is because God always has an agenda. So it's not about what you're going through. It is not about the obstacle that are in front of you. It's not about the hindrances. It's not about the lack in your life. It is about God's agenda. Praise the Lord. He has a big picture. He has a plan. Let me tell your neighbor, God has a plan for your life. Hallelujah. So consequently, when God created man, and the Bible says male and female, he created them. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. In other words, let man, let me make man. Let's make man that will be like us and will have our reflection. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Let man reveal God to the world. I often say it to you that God cannot be taught. I can't teach you God. Praise the Lord. I cannot. God cannot be taught. It's not a teaching lesson. God can only be revealed. Praise the Lord. It can only be revealed. So when God says, let us make man in our reflection, let man on the earth reflect who God is, then it means that God wants to reveal himself. And how will God reveal himself? And that's the message that God gave me today. He said, put the rock on display. So the title of the message I have for you today is put the rock on display. Let somebody say it with me. Put the rock on display. Hallelujah. Put the rock on display. Now you may ask, who is the rock or what is the rock? I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. Of course, many of us know. If I ask you, what's a rock? I know what you will give me because you will refer to it as one of earth's elements. That's what a rock is. It's part of the earth. It's an element of the earth. But in a biblical sense of it, in most of the times, out of the probably 142 times that the word rock was mentioned in the Bible, it was actually used to describe the king. And who is this king? Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So he is the rock. And God says, it's time to put the rock on display. It's time to get back to the original commission, which is for man to operate in this earth like God. For man to be a reflection of God. For your life to reflect who God is. Praise the Lord. I'm sure you've heard the statement made so many times that people said, oh, you probably be the only Bible that some people will read. Have you heard it before? Yeah, what are they talking about? They are talking about you becoming a reflection of who God is. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. This month you will make impact. This is what we are talking about. You can't be an impactful person if you are not reflecting God. You can make impact. To some of you, I'm sure you are probably not born in the days of the Apollo 11.
Or how many of you have read about the Apollo 11? Even some of the older ones don't know. Only one person. You are the only one that have heard about the Apollo 11. The Apollo 11 had a bunch of astronauts who were sent to the moon. And they were the ones that landed on the moon. Praise the Lord. And when they landed on the moon, they needed to bring an evidence that they landed there. So they came with the moon rock. Hallelujah. In fact, at that time, I think there was a dance that was called moon rock. This rock, a piece of it was sent around the major cities of the world at that time. And they were placed at, American USIS office all over in different cities and nations of the world. They placed them that people were going there. I too went to go and see it. A rock from the moon. Hallelujah. And they put it in one glass like this. And the thing was, rotating. And people were, how many people were around then? It came to Nigeria. They brought the rock to Nigeria. And we all went to go and visit it, to look at it. Hey, we didn't get to the moon, but we saw the rock that came from the moon. Hallelujah. But the rock is an element. The rock that we are talking about is not that kind of a rock. It's not a moon rock. It's the creator of the moon rock. The rock that we are talking about is the creator of the moon. The moon itself does not reflect itself. Hallelujah. How many of you know, those of you that have done geography, you know that the moon has no light in itself. It only radiates the light from the sun. Hallelujah. So the rock that came from the moon has absolutely no reflection unless the moon is shining on it. The same with this rock that we are talking about, who is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says he is the light. In him is what? Life. And that life is the light of all men. So it is in his light that we see light. We are the ones to beam the reflection of that light to the world. Hallelujah. That is our mission here on earth. We are not from this place. I keep telling you. I am not from here. You need to first of all have that kingdom mentality that this place, you are not really from here. Lest you be tied to what is going on here. Because what is going on here, you are going to leave it here. That's why when a man leaves, he's not living with anything. Because you came here with nothing. You are not of here. So let me tell you, all those of you that is my own, is this. It's, I want this. I want that. Grab it. The day you are going. You can't do like this when you are going. This is how you do. Because you didn't come here with anything. Can I hear an amen from somebody? Yeah. Nothing. So your mentality is important here. It's important. We need to understand what exactly is our mission. Man's primary function in the world as a kingdom citizen is to be the light in the world. That's our primary function. That's it. Let us make man. So the why of the creation of man, like I told you, I said God always has an agenda. The why of the creation of man, the reason why God created you is this, that you will be the light to your world. Praise the Lord. And this light is the rock. And the rock is Jesus Christ. Praise God forevermore. In the Old Testament, there was a way that I remember Paul put it in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And Paul was referring to an incident that happened in the Old Testament between God, Moses, and the children of Israel. And what happened at that time? The children of Israel, you know, they were complete chief complainant people. And please don't think that those ones are, they just complain. You don't need to look very far. You know yourself how you complain about anything and everything. Some people, it has become, is in their DNA. Even when you tell them good news, they are looking for what is bad to say. They just, there's just something, you know, it's like somebody, some people who naturally lie. That even when there is really no danger, nor any serious consequence of their actions, they still lie. Because it's just natural with them to lie. I said to somebody, I said, why would you have to? I just knew that this thing must have become. Hello. Moses. Now, the Bible said, God told him, call all the children of Israel because I want them to be witnesses. I want them to witness what will happen. Hallelujah. You see, God can't be taught. He can only be revealed. When God wants to reveal himself, he ensures that there are witnesses. Glory be to Jesus. So he said, call the children of Israel, you and Aaron, call them to the rock. He said, hit. He said, speak to the rock and let it yield its water. I love the way the Bible puts it. He said, let it yield its water. But the complaint was too much. Of course, some of us know the end of the story because Moses actually was disobedient. God told him, you speak to the rock. Tell the rock to yield its water unto the people that my people might find drink. And Moses said, you people safe. You are too needy. And he hit the rock. Hallelujah. I said, you don't hit Jesus. Glory be to God. And God said, you missed it there, Moses. I said, say to the rock. But you went and hit the rock. Because the rock that Moses was supposed to talk to was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It was Jesus. And he said, let him yield his water unto you. As you speak to him, let him reflect upon you. When Jesus reflects himself upon you, he will meet the need in your life. Hallelujah. And this was what happened. Amen. As the New Testament kingdom citizens, we are instructed to put this rock on display. And God said, Moses, you didn't sanctify me before the people. You didn't put me on display. You are hitting me. Hallelujah. You did not put me on display. I said, go put the rock on display, that they will see the rock yield its water unto them. Hallelujah. But he didn't do what God asked him to do. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Are you there? Please read quickly. Matthew chapter 5, 14 to 16. Yes, please read. Ye are the light of the world. Uh-huh. It cannot be hid. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. You put it on display for it to give light to everyone in the house. You don't hide it. You are a city on a hill. Yes, go on. Let your light so shine that, look, everyone around you, in your family, in your neighborhood, on your job, they will know. He said, that's the purpose. Put me on display. In your family, put me on display. Where you work, put me on display there. Put the rock on display. Let that light, let it shine so bright that everyone will see. Let that light give light to everybody in the house. We're on a city on a hill. That's the reason why we take time, we go for evangelism, witness to people, talk to people about Jesus Christ, pray with people, counsel people. Why? So that we can reflect that light into their lives. The world is filled with darkness. Praise the Lord. The world is filled with darkness. In fact, the darkness is getting darker and darker every day. Christians themselves have become sideline compromisers, disobedient to the word, disobedient to the rock. There has to be a set of people who will not contaminate themselves and say that my light will shine bright. Praise the Lord. And God is looking for such people and he's telling them, put me on display. The only way that people who are in deep darkness can get to know this God that we claim to be our God is if we reflect him. He cannot be taught in any book. He has to be revealed. And he can only be revealed through his own people. Because they are the ones that can actually bear the reflection of him. Let's look at our text one more time. 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2. And the Bible says, but ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood and a holy nation, a peculiar people that ye should show. Can you see? The reason why you are a royal priesthood, I've told you, we are from the kingdom of God and we are royalty. Praise the Lord. So he said, being a royal priesthood and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth. You show forth. You reflect who God is. He said, show forth the praises of him who had called you out of that darkness. He said, once upon a time, you were also in that darkness. Once upon a time, you didn't have mercy, but now you have mercy. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We have been called into the light. So let that light reflect through your life. How does it reflect through your life? Through your deeds, your words, your actions, your attitude, your conduct. Through your obedience to his word, you will be reflecting it. There was a woman. You see, this is so important because sometimes I always believe that a person's lifestyle, a Christian's lifestyle, would witness more powerfully to the unchurched and the unbeliever. Your lifestyle. And that is where the real impact is. You can be holy, holy in church, but how are you on your streets? How do people see you in your neighborhood? Hello? You can come to church. The choir is singing. Let me not let it all hang. Let me not dance too much. So that they won't say that, maybe she goes to disco. That's why she dance. You know how you dance at home. You know. Hallelujah. David didn't care. The way he was dancing in his bedroom was the same way he danced when they brought the ark. And somebody saw him and said, why? A whole king like you, royalty, you are dancing like this. And in fact, your dress is coming off. Because he said, you don't know. I am called to show forth his praise. I'm a reflection of the light that comes from God. I know what he has done for me. Glory be to Jesus. For you that was in darkness, he has now translated into his marvelous light. I know what he has done for me. So if it does not meet your requirement that I am dancing, it's okay. You don't have to dance. Praise the Lord. And what happened to the person? Barrenness. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Dearly beloved, verse 11, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. Don't get yourself too tied to this place. You are not from here. Don't get yourself tied to the culture of the world. This is how they are doing it. You too want to do it. Sharp, sharp. Calculate. Do this. Lie here. Deceive there. Do this one here. Because that's the system of the world. God is saying, if you are in Christ, you reflect the light of Christ. You cannot continue to allow sin to have dominion over you. No, you are supposed to dominate sin. Praise the Lord. Joseph knew who he was. And that was why when temptation came to him, he said, I cannot do this thing and sin against my God. Why? I know the reason why I'm here. I know why he saved me. He gave me back that kingdom so that I can reflect his light. Sin does not reflect the light of God. Lying does not reflect the light of God. Cheating does not reflect the light of God. Fornication does not reflect the light of God. Hallelujah. It does not. Hear what it says in the book. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against your soul. Fleshly lust. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. Yet you still do not know why you are here. Yet you still do not know why Jesus saved you. Having your conversation honest among all Gentiles. Gentiles are unbelievers. Having your conversation honest, not in dishonest. The kingdom of God and among the citizens, it's not a place where we should find it difficult to know what truth is. In fact, the Bible says that the church of the living God is the pillar and the foundation of truth. That when you meet the citizens of God's kingdom, you know that with these people, you will find truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A man of God was preaching one day in his church. Very large church, congregation church. Well known in all quarters that these are the people of God. People knew them. When they get into witnessing for souls, they will not leave you until you surrender to Christ. Praise the Lord. They were known for very aggressive evangelism. And the fruits were there. The rewards were there for their labor. Praise the Lord. One day he mounted the pulpit and with tears in his eyes, remembering the days, he said, people will come, companies will come, blue chip companies will come to his office. They are looking for people they can employ. Hallelujah. They are looking. They said, we want people from your church to employ. Why? Because we know that they are honest people. May that be our testimony in this church. Amen. He said, we know that they are honest people. Can you imagine? You see, sometimes a lot of us carry certificates. I'm sure by now you know that certificate does not really guarantee you a job. I mean, in these days, I keep telling people, because people don't think that character is more important. Character is everything. It's everything. People are looking. Look, the world is looking for what honesty looks like. They must find it in the church. This is where. Because that is a reflection. That's the reflection of the rock. And the rock is saying, put me on display. But what do you find? This man was crying. He said, what do we find today? People, he said, I don't see people coming to line up again. He said, what I am seeing are people that are waiting for me to come and complain about one member or the other. Somebody who fought with them and thought they are close at the bus stop. Hello? Somebody who did this in their compound. The man was weeping. He was saying, Father, oh Lord, take me right now. I'm willing to go, lest my eyes will see corruption. He was saying it on the pulpit with tears in his eyes. He said, what has happened? When I heard that story, I said, yes, now I know that in the last days, gross darkness will fill the whole land. But the word of God says, that is the time that our own light should shine brightest. That's the time. That's the time. He said, let your conversation be an honest conversation. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Among the unbelievers, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works. You know when you're talking about evildoers, it's not as if the unbelievers are looking at you and say, oh, you are evil people, in the sense that maybe you go to one baba somewhere, you put one red cloth somewhere, or you are trying to do some diabolical things. No. Being an evil doer, as they are claiming, is sometimes an unbeliever looks at you, they are expecting better from you than from themselves. Yeah. Have you not heard people say, and he call himself a pastor? And she calls herself a Christian. And she calls herself, oh, she's the head of the usher. And she said that she's this in her church. Oh. And she says she's born again. No. Hello? Maybe they've said it to some of you too. Praise the Lord. To thine own self be true. Praise the Lord. Because, you see, these things, I was sharing that testimony. Because sometimes you look like an evil doer. Even when you are trying to be good sometimes, some people will say, why should you be that good? Nobody should be that good after they have treated you so badly. And you are still good to them. You are a useless person. So they judge you as an evil person for doing what is right. Praise the Lord. That was what happened, that testimony I was sharing. Is somebody following what God is doing here? The woman went trying to help somebody, left everything, paid her way because somebody was needed help, and she went to go and help the person. In her helping the person, she got all sorts of disgrace, abuse, embarrassment, all manner of things. And unbelievers that were there, even including a Muslim that was there, looked at her. In fact, the lady was telling me, she said, those ones thought she was the house girl. You know, like somebody who employ mama nurse, because you have little kids. They don't know them, but they just assumed that she has to be because of the way the young lady was talking to her. Only to discover that she's actually her mother-in-law. Hello? They could not believe it. They said, That must be the reason, because if it is not, I mean, nobody could take this kind of nonsense. What kind of nonsense is this? That was the way they saw it. They actually saw her as an evildoer. Why? Because she didn't react. So they came to a conclusion that maybe she's one of those mamanos people. You can talk to them anyhow. Hello? Only for them to discover who she was. And the people came, the Gentiles, so to say, the unbelievers came to her and said, And you didn't say a word in all that happened? Once Emori Jesu leni. I saw Jesus today. I told you God cannot be taught. He can only be revealed through your actions. Praise the Lord. He can only be revealed by the things you choose to do and the things you choose not to do. You are introducing him. You are reflecting his life. We are called here to reflect him. Put him on display. When everybody expects you to lash out on people, when everybody expects you to revenge what some ill that has been done to you, and you chose not to do it. For the Bible says, blessed are those who were despitefully used, for they shall be called the children of God. Praise the Lord. Bless those who curse you, the Bible says. If you want Jesus to be reflected in your life, you will have to obey what he says. Praise the Lord. You will have to obey what he says. And the whole world, the Bible says in Romans 8, he said, the whole earth is groaning. Groaning and waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Would they see you and I as sons of God? By how we react to situations that we are faced with. Praise the Lord. You don't know what you would do that will minister to someone. I was a guest speaker at an annual conference of a church. And while I was preaching, during my preaching, you know, I needed to talk about what happened to my husband, that my husband passed on. And I told them, as at that time, I think it was just about a year. And I said about a year ago, my husband, because I needed to tell them how your spirit grows and mature, that sometimes you really do not know the stability of your faith until you are faced with challenges. And little did I know, my host, about 3 weeks after, invited me to lunch, and we were there, and he was saying, you will not believe it. A lady came to me and said, I know the lady in the church because, I mean, she has hydra-headed problems. You know, there are some people, every day they have one problem. Pastor, today is this, tomorrow is that, this one is this, tomorrow is that. He said, I know this woman. That when the Bible says man's days shall be what? Full of trouble. He said, you can see she's the one. She said, she ran to her and said, Ma, I didn't hear anything that was the conference you went with me. He said, I didn't hear anything that woman said though. The only thing that I heard was when she mentioned that her husband passed. And I look at this woman, the way she was vibrantly preaching. I said to myself, I don't have problem. I do not have any problem. He said, in fact, my problem is not, they are like ants. I have become a giant. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You don't know, because I tell people, I said, your lifestyle ministers more to people than for you to take tract and go and say, give your life to Christ. If you don't, boo, you, your family, everybody, hell, fire. Your lifestyle. How you react to what life brings to you. I say it often. Life gives everybody a lemon. You make a choice whether you make a lemonade out of your own or a bitter lemon. The choice is yours. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I must close. We'll continue from there. So what do we need to do? Impurities, as this scripture says, he said, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, they will have to see it. That's why two things that are so important is visibility. Your good works must be visible for people to see. Praise the Lord. They must be able to see it. And the second one is reflection. You must be able to reflect the light. Beloved, that's why we are here. That is why you are in this world and you are not of this world. To reflect him, to put Jesus on display. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27, he said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. When they see us, they should see the glory of God. And the glory of God has to do with the excellency of God. His power being displayed. Hallelujah. His power being displayed. Do we display God's power when we are faced with some issues? My son called me from school a few days ago. And he was talking on the phone. He said, Mommy, I can't see my head. He was shouting, my head on the phone. I said, let me pray for you. I pray for him. I said, what's happening? He said, they've sent the ambulance from their medical center to come and pick him to the hospital. You know where their school is. It's not in Lagos State. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you didn't know that God can walk through time and space, when you are faced with calamity, you will understand. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I prayed with him. And thereafter, the Holy Ghost said, go and anoint him. And before I left the house, I called a lady who's like my power partner. And I said, just agree with me concerning my son. And we agreed. I said, it's already done. So about 5 p.m., I decided, okay, everything is well now, so I can go. And I went to go and see him. The journey took 3 hours to get there. And on the journey, look, if you have to be strong in the Lord, though. Because the devil does not let up. He will bombard. The devil bombarded my mind. There was nothing the devil didn't say. I'm telling you. He told me, you are losing him. Nothing can happen. Ah, you remember the father. Ah, you. There was nothing he didn't say to me. But on my way, 3 hours in the car, I was just praising God. I was singing praises. The songs were just flowing out of me. Because that was the only strength that I have. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It was the only place. That was my joy room. It was my joy place. Singing praises. And I kept singing praises. By the time I got there, which was about 8:30 p.m., I got to the medical center. My son was shocked. I said, Mommy, how did you get here? I said, how are you? He said, I'm fine now. I said, you have to be fine. I said, you have to be fine. Praise the Lord. Anointed him and I left the place. The next day he called. Ah, Mommy, I need this. I need that. Can you say Johnson? Praise the Lord. Buy pizza and send to us. Amen. The Bible says, neither give the devil a place. If I gave him a place there, we'll be saying something else. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You either believe him or you don't believe him. You are either serving God or you are not serving God. It is not, you don't play games. Because the devil is not playing games. He himself is a strategist. He strategizes. Hello? You are praying for somebody. You are delivering somebody. He wants to attack you. There's always a plan for a counterattack. That's why you need to be praying for your pastor. Hello? Yeah. He will come with all sorts of things in the dream. Tell your neighbor, keep dreaming. Keep living. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. For nothing, past or present, shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ. Head or tail, we win. We are winners. There is no... Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. So we need to beware and be careful of impurities. Let me just close with Philippians 2:14. I have so much to say, but we'll continue on Wednesday. If you come for Wednesday service, it shall be powerful. Hallelujah. Philippians 2. Yes, so go on now. 14 to 15, yeah. Yes. Did you see that? He said, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Do we really need to lay emphasis on that? Don't you see crookedness? Hello? Don't you see all manner of perversions? It's all over. But in the midst of it, may you reflect as the Son of God. That you will do something and people will say, this is a true Christian. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone has said that to me before. And I said, the Jesus you are serving is the real Jesus. Now, this is the person that I will witness to. I will talk about, all you people. Now, problem, where take you go meet Jesus? Now, the problem. When he saw how the faith, the authority, the dominion authority expressed in a particular situation that I faced on the job, he called me and said, the Jesus you are serving, I don't know what other people are serving, the one that you are serving is the real Jesus. That is how you reflect him. That is how you put the rock on display. Rise on your feet. The Lord is asking and telling us today, it's time you put me on display in your life. It's time you put me on display in your family. It's time you put me on display among your friends. To some of us who don't even want to talk, you are in the midst of your friends. You don't talk about Jesus. That was one thing I learned from my husband. There is no conversation that he is not going to end with Jesus. If he's talking with you, Brother Lamidi, there is no way Jesus won't come into it. Hallelujah. All those people that you do shows for, going for a show, show Jesus there. Hallelujah. Reflect him there. Somehow, some way, let him come in into your conversation. Hallelujah. That's why we need to be mindful of what we do, our actions. Because all those works of the flesh that the Bible talks about in Galatians, they are impurities that makes our salt useless And the Bible says, when a salt, when the salt loses its flavor, men discard it. It ceases to be an influence. It ceases to be an impact. Praise the Lord. So he said, let your light so shine that men may behold it and then glorify the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be glorified through your life in the name of Jesus. I want you to bow down your heads as we pray.